It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, you know, I reviewed films from roundabout 1988 to 2020. And so you remember I have said multiple times that there, you know, during that period, toward the latter part of that period, there were like three conservatives reviewing films.
Yes.
I was one of them. Michael Medved was another. And this guy, Christian Toto, who still does it, the host of the Hollywood and Toto podcast. He's got a great website that is hollywoodandtoto.com. Christian Toto, back with us this afternoon. How are you? It's been a while.
Lonely. I'm lonely in that group. It's a very small
now group. There's only two, right? I mean, but your perspective, look, we used to talk about this stuff on the air all the time because the lens with which the left-hand progressives, you know, review movies, it's a little different than ours, isn't it?
It is. You know, in a perfect world, if I were writing for the National Review, I would lean to the right. If I was at the New Republic, I'd lean to the left. And then everyone else would be pretty neutral, regardless of what your personal views were. But that's not the landscape we live in. Most critics are left of center, and they let that flavor their reviews. There's really no hiding it. You can just look at all the sort of the projects that detail it, like, you know, right-leaning films and left-leaning films, and how they measure up at Rotten Tomatoes.
And I want to talk about some of that related to movies in a second, but let's talk about Hollywood and how it is existing right now in the RFK Jr. just endorsed Trump era, because obviously Cheryl Hines was sort of at the forefront of this, and there's been a bit of blowback in Hollywood from this, hasn't there?
Yeah, you know, I think not on the record as much as you think. Bradley Whitford from the West Wing sent out a pretty
corrosive
tweet about Cheryl Hines. But what really caught my eye was an article in the Hollywood Reporter, which is really kind of the Bible, along with Variety, of Hollywood industry. And it said that with this recent news, Cheryl Hines, it could be awkward behind the scenes in Hollywood, or she could be shunned. And then you're saying that she's going to be shunned for not supporting Trump, but supporting her husband,
exactly,
who has decided that it's time to support Trump. For that thought crime, she could face, you know, professional repercussions. Listen, she's a woman in her late 50s now. It is hard to age in Hollywood. You would think that Hollywood feminists would run to her side and say, listen, I don't agree with her point of view. I don't agree with her husband's point of view. But, you know, she is allowed to support her husband, to have thought, and she shouldn't be ostracized for it. But we don't see that because that's not the way Hollywood works these days.
So you wrote a piece about, you know, freedom of speech in Hollywood, and I should have pulled this clip, but you reference a line from Michael Douglas as President Andrew Shepard in The American President from Aaron Sorkin, which goes back to 1995. And he says, America isn't easy. America is advanced citizenship. You've got to want it bad because it's going to put up a fight. It's going to say, you want free speech? Let's see you acknowledge a man whose words make your blood boil, who's standing center stage and advocating at the top of his lungs that which you would spend a lifetime opposing at the top of yours. So this was something that Hollywood actually believed in at one point. Aaron Sorkin certainly did in writing that script. But whoa, it's certainly turned into another direction these days, hasn't it, Christian?
It really has. You wouldn't see that scene in a movie today. Sorkin wouldn't write it. No producer would let it go as is, I don't think. I mean, just based on the circumstantial evidence, we see actors who are always trying to support Donald Trump getting banned off social media. We've seen attacks on free speech left and right, and Hollywood angst celebrities, big voices, can barely raise their head, let alone condemn what's happening. It just goes on and on. And then I also talk about the Hollywood Blacklist 2.0, where if you're a conservative actor, chances are you will suffer because of your thoughts. And we've seen that with James Woods. We've seen that with Kevin Sorbo. We've seen that with Scott Baio. We've seen it time and time again. And the exceptions, like the John Voights of the world, really show you the rule, because most actors stay quiet about it. They are afraid to share their points of view. Matter of fact, there was a story recently that James Woods was one of the producers on Oppenheimer, and how he said that, you know, behind the scenes, everyone was telling him to kind of stay low because they didn't want it to hurt the movie's Oscar chances. Imagine that.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A great actor who helped produce a movie, who believed in the vision, was told, and I think he actually followed the guidance, saying, hey, just kind of keep low. And then he spoke out later after the movie won.
But so much of this is still probably about just Trump in particular, right? You wonder how much of this stuff will, you know, have autopsies done in ensuing decades, et cetera. But you wonder how much of this stuff is just because of the big bad orange man, Christian.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that set this current wave in motion, but I have to say, I don't think it goes away when Trump goes away from the public scene, and when he's, you know, either he doesn't get elected or he goes to his, whatever happens to him, politically speaking. I think this continues, and I think we've seen that with the at the Oscars, they took a time out to say, oh, don't say gay, which was mocking Governor DeSantis, was obviously based on false information.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, I think this is just part of what's going on, you know. Hollywood talks a lot about book bans, and it's obviously a more nuanced conversation. It's talked about what is appropriate to have a book in a school, and some books aren't age appropriate, and that's most of the conversation. There may be some nuance here, maybe some books that have been banned that really shouldn't have been banned. I'm open to that conversation, but, you know, where is Hollywood about sensitivity readers? Where is Hollywood saying, boy, they just censored Roald Dahl, they censored Ian Fleming, they censored Agatha Christie? Why aren't they speaking up about that? I mean, it is their livelihood, free expression and creativity in the arts, and they're almost always silent.
So there's been an interesting, I pointed toward this next person a lot here in the last couple of years, because I've been so amazed by her transformation. And it's very difficult for me to explain to the audience how dramatic it's been. But someone like you probably has an appreciation for Sasha Stone, who runs, or used to run, I don't even know if she does anymore, this website that, you know, handicaps the award season, Oscars in particular. Now, Christian, Sasha Stone, we used to be friends on Facebook. She was so rabidly anti-right and anti-Republican. I unfriended her on Facebook because I couldn't take it anymore. Lo and behold, in the last couple of years, she's turned around one of the bigger voices for free speech, along with Matt Taibbi and some of the others. So that's been, and I'm guessing she's had a lot of blowback in Hollywood.
Oh, a significant amount. I know her a tiny bit. We've exchanged a couple of emails. And yeah, she is bold and she is in your face and she supports free speech. And, you know, I think it's, she's a very similar case to Bill Maher, where he said, yes, listen, I didn't really change in my ideology. It's just that the ideology I followed shifted so dramatically. You know, I grew up in the 80s when it was the moral majority that might be clamping down on free speech or creativity or being upset or, you know, outraged by certain products, certain movies, certain films. And now it's members of the left that are doing that. And, you know, what I want to see is members of the center left who are sane and reasonable. And I want them to kind of rise up and speak out on these issues. And I think we've seen that with, you know, John Cleese and Rob Schneider and Ricky Gervais and Joe Rogan. None of those people are conservatives by any stretch, but they understand why free speech matters. And it's legitimately under attack on multiple fronts today. And I just wish, as a right-leaning conservative who follows Hollywood, that the industry would have a voice in this fight. And, yeah. and they just don't.
I'm with you, unfortunately. Let me, since I have your Christian Toto, he's got a great website, hollywoodandtoto.com. I mentioned, you know, the pandemic kind of killed my movie critic career. Channel 4, the CBS affiliate here that I was doing a lot of the reviews for, they, you know, went down to a half-hour show from an hour, and then I just kind of lost interest because I have a little girl that's actively involved in sports. So I don't get to see as many screenings, et cetera. I don't stay on top of it. I was telling Sue, though, Christian, I watched Twisters over the weekend. Hadn't seen that. It was okay. You know, it was all right. It wasn't terrible. I thought that the, what's the young girl who played the lead? Daisy something or other. She was great.
Edgar Jones,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, maybe one of the best parts of the movie. I have not seen Reagan. So that opened last week. You reviewed it. Is it worth seeing? Because obviously the rest of the critics say no.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's certainly worth seeing. It is far from perfect. I think that one of the biggest flaws is the first third of the film recalls his early years, and it's done in a very cutesy, cloying, oh, this is why Reagan is a man of faith, because when he was young, blah, blah, blah. It felt very Cliff Notes-y, if that's the right way to say that. That I was a trip over that one. But I think it kind of finds its footing once he's in the Oval Office. I thought Dennis Quaid was very good as Reagan. And I also think it didn't have the sophistication, the complexity that you'd want in a film like this. It was more like a broad sweep of who he was, what he accomplished, what he achieved, what he thought of, and his purpose. I mean, anti-communism, you know, lower taxes, things like that. So I think from that perspective, it's engaging. It's not a great film, but I don't think it's a bad film by any stretch. And I am a little surprised at the fervor of the critics who hated it, because they really hated it.
Anything out there right now that you liked?
You know, Alien Romulus is perfectly fine. I think it's a solid entry. It just feels very familiar. I think I like Twisters a little bit more than you did. I think, Glenn Powell just seems like a really good movie star. And I will say that Blink Twice I thought was horrific. It starts out strong. It's about a big tech guy who invites these two women onto an island to have fun and frivolity, and it's like paradise, but of course there's something dark lurking under the paradise. I just thought it had such potential, went nowhere. I think the one of the biggest surprises of the summer is that the movie Caroline, which came out 15 years ago with stop motion animation, has made 20 million or so.
Wow.
Looking at my screen now, might be 30 million in its current incarnation. That is a movie that is old, that just came back for its 15th anniversary, and it's really making a mark in the box office. So I think these re-releases have been really engaging and fascinating people. I think we're going to see a lot more of them, and I'm all for it, because I think these movies should be back on the big screen.
Yeah, that is absolutely amazing. Well, listen, you have a great week. Thank you so much for jumping on here. We'll do it again soon.
Sounds good.
All right, that's Christian Toto. You can check him out at hollywoodintoto.com. We'll take a break. We're coming back. We got an audio cut of the day still to come.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.